Hi, this is Mary Ann Murphy with Floor Coverings International, and you're about to tune in with Jack Monson and Deb Evans with Social Geek Radio.
Hi there, Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston for Social Geek Radio.
And Jack Monson of Minolto Inc. coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing well. Technology wants to give us a little kick in the butt today, but we're going to make this work. So hot and humid in Houston like it usually is. Where are you broadcasting from today, Jack?
I'm home in Chicago, so it's a beautiful near fall lovely day in Chicago. So
near
come
fall,
join us.
Near fall lovely day. Well, you know, when I was in Chicago, I certainly did love that fall type weather. We'll get it sooner or later here in Houston, but sooner or later. We have a great show planned for today. I think it's something that a lot of folks believe that social media isn't for every franchise or every market. Don't you hear that sometimes, Jack? It's like,
yeah, I think so. We're hearing it less and less, fortunately, but you know, there are still some brands out there that you know, don't really have their program together yet. But I don't know. I think some of those people are fortunately getting filtered out, as we say, and more and more really cool brands are diving in and doing some cool stuff in social media. So that brings us to today's guest.
Yeah, so we have Katie Eckridge with us today from Christian Brothers Automotive. And again, you know, the automotive industry and social media and how is it used. And fortunately, Christian Brothers is right here in Houston and hosting the Women Franchise Network meeting, which we're going to have quarterly. And they're going to be one of our hosts. But Katie, thank you so much for joining us and helping us understand social media and how it is used in the automotive industry.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Very good. And a woman in the automotive industry, you know, there you go.
there are a few of us hanging around here.
There are a few. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your title and what you do for Christian Brothers.
So I am a marketing specialist with Christian Brothers. I'm part of the marketing team, and what I do on a day-to-day basis, I spend quite a bit of time working with our franchise owners on their local marketing strategies because, you know, we are a national brand, but they operate as an individual business in their local communities, and we want them to be able to feel like they're integrated into their communities. And so we're working on what tactics work best for them in their markets. And so I'm on the phone with them a lot. Typically they'll send things through, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And we just try to put together a good integrated approach for them. And then the other part of what I do is work on our national marketing. And so we've got monthly promotions that we send out on behalf of the stores. We are always trying to increase our awareness nationally, especially as we have been growing so rapidly. And we've got some contests. We've actually got an upcoming contest that starts Monday, September 14th, I think it is. So that's some of the other stuff that I do beyond just working with our local stores.
Very nice.
Great. And how is Christian Brothers using social media right now? Let's start with the platforms. Is it heavy on Facebook? Are you doing a lot on Twitter or other platforms? Or what are you doing the most these days, Katie?
So we are definitely doing the most on Facebook. That's where we've found the majority of our customers are. And the other benefits of Facebook, we're able to target quite a bit. And we're able to see how we're doing, how we're performing on Facebook, which really helps us see what we're doing well and what we need to optimize. And then nationally, we do also use Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram some. Hmm. But as far as our local stores, we really ask them to just focus on Facebook. We want them to be able to engage with their customers there and not be concerned with trying to be on every single social platform.
Yeah, we seem to see that pattern developing a lot with some of the more successful franchise systems on social, where they may only have a national presence, especially on Instagram. You know, not too many people think that every franchisee needs to have a separate Instagram account, and maybe with Twitter as well, and definitely LinkedIn. But it's great to hear that your franchisees, to some extent, are participating in Facebook, and you've got local Facebook pages set up for all of the franchisees' locations. That's so critical. What types of content are you putting out on your national pages and on the local Facebook pages as well?
So we try to get a good variety. We want our brand to be seen as a very trusted and reputable automotive repair company. And so we get a good amount of, you know, seasonal maintenance tips that we encourage our customers to look for, as well as when we're tying in our monthly promotions, it typically, whatever that offer is, like this month it's $15 off computer diagnostics. And so we'll really focus on, like, what do those dashboard indicator lights that come on mean, and, you know, what should you do if that happens? Because the average person, myself included, doesn't really know that much about taking care of the car, and so we have the opportunity to be that trusted source, and we can do it in a way that's casual and engaging with our customers through Facebook, which is our goal.
Right, right. Yeah, the old joke, oh, that check engine light, that's been on since I bought the car. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just ignore that. So, you know, with your Facebook community and being automotive, what type of profiles are those that engage with you? Are they, you know, all men, women? What's the age range, and what have you noticed?
I mean, age-wise, I would say we're definitely looking at probably 30s and above. That's typically who we get the most engagement from. But it's a good mix of men and women, because we try to put the content out in a way that it's not like super technical. It's very, you can definitely digest it, and we want anyone to be able to understand what they need to do. And so we've got, you know, all sorts of different people. And then some of the other content that we're putting out, just to stay fresh in people's mind, is even funny photos related to the automotive industry, or, you know, different types of trivia. And so there you definitely get an even wider variety of people who are engaging with us.
Are you seeing a trend or maybe a best practice that works well for you guys as far as the mix of automotive and interesting and lifestyle type things versus more promotional activity? Is it like 80% versus 20%, or have you found sort of that magic number yet?
I don't know specifically the magic number, but I would say it's definitely more heavy on the tips, the maintenance, that type of content, and a little lower on the promotion, because we don't want to be shoving ourselves down their throats and saying, you know, come in to us and we've got all these coupons that we're offering right now. We want it to be, we're just trying to stay top of mind in our customers' minds, and also make it feel like automotive repair doesn't have to be this inconvenient pain. Obviously, no one's really excited about it, but we're trying to make it the best that we can for our customers, and so that's why we'll definitely go more lighthearted content that way.
Good. That's great to hear. And you mentioned some images and photos. Are you doing any videos on Facebook or other places yet?
We're not really in the videos on Facebook, as far as I know. It's a really great idea. We do some of our SEO partners will do videos from when we're talking about different maintenance. So they'll actually show you kind of what that area of the car is and what they look at when you bring your car into the shop for something related to those topics.
Like a how-to video kind of thing.
Yeah. And those are found actually on less on social media and more on the store website.
Good. Got it.
And what kind of direction do you give your franchisees or suggestions, encouragement, as far as how often they should be using, whether it's Facebook or Twitter? You know, is there a suggested amount of posts that they should be doing a week? I know that's usually the hardest thing for franchisees.
Well, so one of the nice things that we provide for them, and because, you know, again, at the home office, we're really here to serve them and we want to help them be as successful as possible, and they've got a whole bunch going on. So we actually put out a monthly promotional calendar for them, and that includes suggested posts, and they can actually go in and pull those and at least work from those as a starting point. And we're generally doing, you know, we're not going to do one daily necessarily, but we certainly want to be probably at a minimum about 3 times a week. Again, just building that frequency with our customers and staying top of mind.
Very good. Yeah, that's about what we usually hear. What do you think, Jack? And seems to be the norm.
You know, my suggestion for everybody when they say, you know, how much should I put on Facebook? And my suggestion is always more. Right. So if you're doing it once a week, you need to do it twice a week. If you're doing it twice a week, do it 3 times a week. You know, and you know, maybe up to the point of if you're posting something, you know, a few times a day, just make it one more. You know, it's if you're seeing results and if you're seeing more engagement, then just step on the gas and do a little more. It's always interesting though with franchisees doing the posting themselves. You know, Katie, if you can get most of your franchisees to actually go in and post something 2 or 3 times a week, you're doing a phenomenal job.
Right.
Because we see so many franchise systems that, you know, they set the franchisees up to succeed and engage and do all of the things they need to do. And then, you know, life gets in the way for a lot of franchisees. So if you've got some that are doing it a few times a week, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yep. They're doing a pretty good job, and I think what helps them understand the importance there is that that's a channel for them to engage with their customers, and we want all of our locations to feel like family, to feel when you walk in the door, you know, these are repeat customers that have been loyal to us, and so we like to engage with them. We love having, you know, some back and forth conversation, and so that helps, I think, motivate the owners to continue to engage online.
Right, right. Very good. And speaking of tracking the results of the number of posts and the amount of engagement that the franchisees are getting with their customers, what do you have in place now as far as tracking your success or measuring your success on social media these days?
So we're wanting to make sure that we're continuously growing. We like to see some consistent growth throughout the year. And then when we have promotions, we want to see those bumps. And we're looking at likes, which are obviously, you know, it's very important on Facebook, but what's even more important is getting the commenting and getting the sharing, because then we know that really the quality of our content is what our customers are wanting. And so when we see that they're interacting with it more beyond just liking it, if they're actually sharing it or responding back to us, then we know that's really the content that speaks to them, and we can kind of optimize things moving forward to make sure that that's what we continue to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. This is Social Geek Radio, and today our guest is Katie Ackridge from the marketing team of Christian Brothers Automotive Corp. Katie, I'm going to put you on the spot now. This is my favorite question that we love to ask our guests. And you can take a minute to think about it if you want to, but what tip or piece of advice would you give a marketing person from any franchise system that maybe they're just sort of getting into social media? What's a good tip or maybe a good starting point that you would recommend that they jump in and try?
So I always like to try to put myself in the customer's shoes and about how they're going to be digesting the content that we're putting out there. We don't want to be intrusive to the way that they're already using this social platform. We want it to feel like, you know, when you're scanning through Facebook and you see that one of your friends posted an article and that article is interesting to you and so you read it, you want the content from us to also be something that catches their attention that they want to read. And so that's really the strategy that I would probably recommend, is finding that balance between, again, being consistent so that you're staying top of mind, but not being annoying, because if you're annoying, people are going to unlike you or they're going to unfollow you, and then you've lost that opportunity.
Yeah, or worst of all, they're going to ignore you, which is,
yep.
which is the worst possible thing that could happen for any marketing team. So,
absolutely.
Excellent. Great to hear.
Good. So, Katie, before we let you go and get back to work, would you give everybody what's the best way to reach you or find Christian Brothers, or you know, what social platform would you like to share with our audience?
The best way to reach Christian Brothers is probably through our Facebook page. The best way to reach me, I have to admit, I'm mostly on Instagram, a little bit on Facebook, so you can always search, I think it's just under my first and last name, which will be my last name for the next 22 days, and then I'm going to have to figure out what everything's going to get changed to. But, and you can also find me on LinkedIn, and so just my name tied to Christian Brothers.
You know, and you mentioned the next 22 days. So what is your new last name going to be?
My new last name is Marquardt, which is not an easy name either. Yes. So it's Marquardt. There's a silent D in there. So it's been a fun one to get comfortable with because it's just not easy.
Well, it's a fun getting married, so enjoy the next couple of 20, 21, 22 days because life will be different and exciting for you. But thank you so much for joining Social Geek Radio and sharing the information about Christian Brothers. We're excited to have you, and I'll be seeing you here real soon in person.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie, for joining Social Geek Radio. You were tuned in with Jack Munson and Deb Evans. Follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/socialgeekradio, and on Twitter, @JackMunson and @DebCE. Thanks so much and have a great week.